me put it in context for you. First of all, let me say that we know that DTS is a good system. Is it a great system? No, it's not. And it's not for two basic reasons. One is our policies, things that travelers are allowed to do, are very complex. They're difficult to understand in many cases. And we know that the DTS user interface is not what we want it to be. So we're dedicated to improving both of those.
I mean, the real difficulty here is trying to get all the rules that are built into the system to be in the background so that the user doesn't have to navigate them from the front end of the system. Do you think that's part of the problem, that maybe they have to know too much,
well,
in a sense?
I would agree that they probably do have to know too much. And let me put this in context for you. A typical corporate America travel program policy is anywhere from 5 to 15 to 25 pages. We have 1,500 pages of rules. So imagine trying to automate that. I mean, we're frequently asked, why can't we use Orbitz or Expedia or something like that? The reason is just the sheer number of rules that we have to live by. So we know that these are issues. We have embarked upon simplifying rules. That's going to take us some time. Changing the user interface is going to take us some time because, quite frankly, big change does take time. But we put into place a customer satisfaction program specifically for the purpose of soliciting input from users of the system.
And so when you describe, if you could describe in your own words what makes it difficult to navigate, what would that be?
The system itself?
Yes.
Well, I think the way it was originally programmed, if I could go back in time, the original focus of this system was, quite frankly, not on the end user. It was on doing good financial management, and it does that very well. A side benefit of that for the user is that travelers get paid very quickly. Those of us who were around in the old days know how difficult it was, you know, to file a travel voucher to request to be reimbursed for expenses. Nowadays, you can do that quite quick. You can do that quite quickly, and the statutory requirement is that we pay within 30 days. We pay on average of 7 days or less.
All right, so that's the benefit, but what makes it difficult to navigate, which was my question?
Oh, I'm sorry. It is not as friendly as users would like it to be. We have all become accustomed to these great websites out there where you can go in, everything is intuitive, everything is friendly. DTS, well, certainly we have improved the reservation module over the last couple of years, is just not as user-friendly as these other websites that we have all become so accustomed to. And again, that is partly because of the complex rules that underlie the system.
So one approach would be to use usability types of testing where you watch people navigate a site with a camera, record where their key clicks go, and it records where their hesitation occurs. Are you using that kind of research? And are you telling your contractor to say, hey, you got to get on top of this?
Well, yes, in both counts. We did do a usability study last year, and we did just what you described. We used experts who used cameras, who did all the things that they know how to do to map people's movements around the website, and they came back with some great recommendations that we do plan to implement over the next couple of years.
Mm-hmm. And we're talking this morning to Pam Mitchell, Director of Defense Travel Management Office. She's talking about their new actually, this isn't new. How long has this site been around, the travel site?
The travel site has actually been fully operational since the 2003-2004 timeframe.
All right, so this has been around for a while, so
yes,
you've had a few years of experience with it. But, you know, some quotes about the system include rigid rules, like one that requires travel managers to manually approve any difference between the travel authorization and the cost of the trip, even if the actual cost is less than the authorization. So is that, are things fixable easily? The things that you know seem to be nonsensical, are they easily fixable, or does it have to happen all at once?
Well, I would tell you that it is a mixed bag. Some things are easily fixable and some things are not. And I'd like to go back to your question about the survey and put that in a little bit of context, if I may. I mentioned that we put into place a customer satisfaction program because we truly are committed to listening and fixing things. as we go forward. The article quoted something that actually is not a survey. It is something called Interactive Customer Evaluation, and it's a website that we run continuously that users can go to at any time to give us their feedback.
So they go when they're mad, probably.
Absolutely. The analogy I like to use is whoever calls Sears to thank them for the great way they delivered their refrigerator.
Yeah, good point. That's true. You never hear from people unless they're upset about something.
Exactly. And so while we think it's great to give people an opportunity to vent, we also have to think about, you know, what prompted it. Do they need extra training? Do they not understand a rule? Or is something really wrong with the interface? That's something that we can commit to fixing. So we try to glean the useful comments from there, and quite frankly, we have to take the others with a grain of salt because it is, you know, an opportunity for folks to vent. So it's very unscientific. It is voluntary.
Mm-hmm. And yet you admit that there are improvements that need to be made. Do you have a timeline for fixing this? I mean, since it's been in operation since 2003, it seems to have been around for a while, and you might have had the opportunity. Is it a cost factor that's stopping the progress, or what do you think the next step might be?
Well, quite honestly, there has not been a focus on the end user except for the last couple of years. And, you know, it's easy to have everyone react to anecdotal evidence. It's much more difficult to gather the empirical evidence needed to program dollars and make real change. One of the other things we've done as part of our customer satisfaction program is to put what we call a scientific survey in place, which is done randomly. It's run through the what we call DMDC, Defense Manpower Agency, if you will. And we have just started doing those surveys over the last couple of years, and those results are actually fairly favorable. Again, not totally positive from everyone, but to give you an example, we are pending results of this year's survey, but last year for 2008, 71% of travelers satisfied or very satisfied with how long it takes to get paid. 69% of DTS users find it easy to make airline reservations. 79% find it easy to use when making rental car reservations. So we find that data very useful to us. We balance it against the informal feedback. And at the end of the day, as I said, we know we really have two things we have to do to make DTS a great system. One is to simplify the underlying policy and the rules, and the other is to improve the user interface. So what we've been able to do through the customer satisfaction program is validate some of the anecdotes that we've been hearing, but we've also been able to determine that truly some of it is a misunderstanding, some of it is a lack of training, quite honestly. But at the end of the day, we want this to be a great experience for travelers because the reason they're traveling is to support the mission of the Department of Defense.
Well, I recommend taking a trip that involves three or four modes of transportation, meals, hotels, and see how it works. You could try it. I'll bet you have.
Absolutely.
And I'm sure that you think it's working pretty well. Do you?
Do I think it's working well?
Uh-huh.
Yes, I do. Now, I will tell you, I, too, would like to see the user interface improved. And, again, we're very committed on working that. But anytime I can get paid in 3 days, I think that's a great thing compared to the old days of waiting 30 days or even more to get reimbursed for a trip.
So, all right, so part of it is part of it's working very well.
Yes, I would say that overall the system does work well. But again, is it a great system right now? No, it's not. We really have got to improve the user interface, and again, we're absolutely committed to doing that.